today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio on a very special occasion. Today is the birthday anniversary of Shia's third Imam, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Accept our congratulations on this great Eid. Today, Friday, is the 3rd of Sha'ban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of the month of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
Children are wearing new clothes, bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice in thee. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice in thee. For this is the day of Eid.
Imam al-Hussein was born on the 5th of Sha'ban. His mother, Fatima Zahra, brought the newborn on her father, the Prophet of Islam. He named the child Hussein. Training was given to Hassan and Hussein by the Prophet, whose objective, according to the Quran, chapter 2, verses 129 and 151, was to purify individuals, to teach knowledge of the book and give wisdom. In their early years, the Prophet made them specimens of morals and virtue. They absorbed the perfection of these virtues as the characteristics of their lives. Due to the high level of their virtuous characteristics, the Prophet of Islam loved his grandson so much, and this is evidently clear in books of history and traditions. The following is recorded in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet said that by Allah he loved them immensely. He also stressed on others also to love them. He said, whoever loved Hassan and Hussein, loved him, the Prophet, and one who considered them enemy, the Prophet considered him enemy. Dear Muslims, especially dear Shia, congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
His regard for the poor. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, like his father and grandfather, Imam Ali and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, was never ignorant toward the ones in need and those who struggle for their livelihood. Aside from helping them financially, wherever and whenever he could, he always treated them with respect and equal to other people. Once he was passing somewhere when he saw a group of impoverished people who were sitting on their cloak and eating some dry bread crumbs. They invited him to join them. He kindly accepted and sat down with them, eating whatever they ate. Then he invited them to his house and offered them whatever he had of food. Even while praying, he couldn't turn a blind eye to the request of a needy person. He tried to recite the remainder of his prayer faster so that he could help that person and fulfill his need. He would also pay the debts of those who were struggling with financial problems. For instance, he paid the debt of a dying man to relieve him of the burden of owing another person before his death. After his martyrdom, some old scratches were found on his back, which turned out to be the marks of the heavy bags containing food. He used to carry them on his back every night to give them to the poor without being noticed. On the birthday anniversary of Shia's third Imam, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, we offer you thousands of congratulations. Happy Eid.
There is a very important incident that happened at the few days of the birth of Imam alayhi salam. This incident is known as the intercession of the angel Futrus with the birth of Imam alayhi salam. Yes, this story is narrated in numerous books. For example, the sixth holy Imam narrates the story and says what? And then says, comes forward and says, when the grandson of the Holy Prophet was born, yes, Jibreel took with him many angels and they went to congratulate and greet the messenger of God. Whilst they were passing, they passed by an area in which there was an angel who was not able to fly. His name was Futrus, and he had committed something which had limited his abilities. He begged Jibreel and said, take me with you. Maybe by the honor of this newborn, yes, I'll be able to resume my duties. So Jibreel took him. And when he, what was bought, he was instructed that place your wings on the newborn. The moment he placed his wings on the newborn and sought the intercession of this new boy that was born, yes, his wings were restored. And he was able to what? Resume his duties. He then said, famously, according to this narration, he then said what? He said that I will be the individual who will pray for anyone who loves this particular individual and will come to visit him. And therefore later, he was known as what? This angel, Futrus, amongst the heavens by the Malaika, was known as what? Was known as Mawla Hussein ibn Ali, the servant of Hussein ibn Ali. When we look at the world of angels, what do we understand? The angels do not sin, but like how human beings and prophets, some prophets do what is known as tark awla, leaving that which is desirable, the angels will also do tark awla, meaning that they do not do what they ought to be doing. For example, some ulama may argue and present this case that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam and when he presented Adam towards the angels somehow questioned this. قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءُ وَنَحْنُ نُقَدِّسُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. They said, Ya Allah, how can you create somebody who will cause bloodshed on this earth whilst we are glorifying you and remembering you? This objection by the malaika is not necessarily a sin, but it's not suitable. It's not something that they ought to be doing. And therefore, it is likely that this angel Futrus did something that he was not necessarily supposed to be doing, but it is not a sin. Yes? Likewise, we are told that numerous narrations place what? The importance that the Malaika placed upon the intercession towards the Ahlul Bayt. And they sought the intercession of the Ahlul Bayt. And therefore, when we look at the Malaika, such as Futrus seeking intercession of the Ahlul Bayt, it goes hand in hand with so many other narrations which highlight this particular reality. That's why an important area that emerges from this discussion at the birth of Sayyid al-Shuhada is the love that the Malaika had for Hussein ibn Ali. This love is tremendous, it's brilliant, it's outstanding. If you look at Kamil al-Ziyarat, there's an entire chapter dedicated to the fact that the Malaika would come and protect the Zuwar of Hussein.
Third of Shaban in the lunar calendar coincides with birth anniversary of third Imam of Shia Muslims, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, and is called Guards Day. And people across the country, Iran, celebrate this auspicious occasion magnificently. In Mirror of Allah's book, Imam al-Hussein was still a child when several verses of the Holy Quran were revealed, either about or referring to him. One of those verses is referred to as the verse of Mubahala, chapter 3, verse 61. On the day of Mubahala, when a spiritual contest between Prophet Muhammad and the Christians of Najran was set up to invoke the curse of Allah on the liars, Hussein alayhi salam and his family were the only ones accompanying the Prophet. Prophet Muhammad had orders from Almighty Allah through the verses of Mubahala to take Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them, as his children with him. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was one of the five people in regards to whom the verse of Tathir or purification was revealed. He, his father, brother, and mother were under the Prophet's cloak when Allah revealed to his messenger, "Verily Allah desires to remove all kinds of uncleanliness from only you, O Ahlul Bayt, people of the house, and to definitely purify you." The Holy Quran, chapter 33, verses 33. This verse of the Holy Quran is clear proof of the infallibility of this family and their separation from all sins and mistakes.
On the day of the birth of Imam al-Hussein, this is a very special Imam, different compared to, I think I can say, all of the Imams, because we don't recall in any other instance where on the birth of an Imam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, or the parents, the previous Imam, would cry upon or for that child that is newly born.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember, every bar, every bar.
Imam al-Hussein guided us to something through his sacrifice and through the memory of his sacrifice that has been kept alive that will lead to the salvation of the entire globe with the coming of the Imam of our time. And that's what we should get out of remembering Imam al-Hussein. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day of birth that we remembered Abu Abdullah al-Hussein and his sacrifice, that he helps us learn that sacrifice from him.
Allah ma'ana, tasma'una wa tarana, Allah, Allah, inna.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. And remember, today is an auspicious Eid, Eid Mubarak, on the birthday anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Happy Eid and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي،
محمد نبي علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.